pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We are back in studio, and God, it looks like we haven't been in here for a couple of weeks, according to our piles of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Coming up on the show today, Phil Truax, head football coach at Lexington, is going to join us. They're off to a 2-0 start, rated for the first time in 9 years. And we'll talk to him about that start in this week's matchup. Also, we're going to be talking with the Jimmy Lundgren from UNK about the first annual Viera Wireless Women's Walk, the Loper Women's Walk, which is coming up this Saturday. So we'll find out more about that. So stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But the story that broke in the last 12 hours, I guess, 24, since we last talked to you yesterday, is the resignation of the head volleyball coach at Hastings College. And yesterday, when we were promoting that we would have Fred Aubuchon on the show, usually it's call Fred, Fred's on. Call Rick Squires, Rick's on. Merck and Morris every Monday. It's just pretty simple. You pick up the phone, you call him, yep, I'm on. Well, that was not the case yesterday, and at the time we did not know why that was the case, and now we know. He has resigned as the head volleyball coach at Hastings College. And I did have a chance to talk with Fran Hummel, the athletic director at Hastings College, this morning. I was on the road. He was getting ready to go to class, but he did get back to me. And so, unfortunately, I do not have audio from Fran Hummel. But he did state to me the last thing I said to him after this was all done. I said, then it would be accurate for us to report that Fran has stepped down, or excuse me, that Fred has stepped down because of health reasons. And he said yes, and they cannot go any farther into detail because of HIPAA regulations. It'll be up to Coach Aubuchon if he wants to let folks know what's going on with him. A very brief statement from the coach was posted on the Hastings Athletic website last night, and that's what we told folks listening in on ESPN Sports this morning. Coach Aubuchon saying, quote, "I will truly miss being a part of this institution. I wish the program continued success in my absence," end quote.
Well, I just think that obviously something came up very suddenly. Obviously, if you knew anything about this, you wouldn't have entered the season if you thought it was going to be something of serious nature. Hopefully, that is not the case. Fred's been great to us here. We appreciate everything Fred did for us, and like you said, the easiness in which he was able to work with us. I mean, like you said, it was a phone call. Yep, sure. What time? We'll make it work. He'd been very good to us, and hopefully, a program that just entered the top 20, Doug, and you can speak more about the record and the wins and losses probably than I can, but they've just gotten into the top 20, doing some good things over there, headed in a great direction, about second or third, I believe, in that GPAC conference in volleyball.
Well, they've been right there for a number of years. They lost some big guns from last year's team, but the younger kids and some of the returners have done very well, led by Alyssa Montgomery. Kelsey Hansen had a big game last night as well. Right, they weren't in the preseason. The first regular season rankings came out this week. They were ranked 20th, and his overall record, this was his sixth season with the Broncos, 173 wins and 46 losses, including 12-1. When he stepped down, they went out and won yesterday, so Hastings is now 13-1. And really, this would not be a comfortable situation because their assistant coach, Jennifer Comfort, this is her first year. She's a college graduate in 07. She's just coming in trying to learn the program, help the program learn a little bit about coaching. Now she's the interim head coach for the rest of the season. Also, Fran Hummel, athletic director at Hastings College, confirming that, and that Kelsey Jones, a former player, would be assistant for the remainder of the year. Athletic Director Hummel went on to tell me that they will be putting together a search committee for a new head coach as soon as possible, and may have this process all wrapped up by the end of the season, because he says they don't want to fall behind on recruiting and then not necessarily have a new head coach coaching this team by the end of the season, but maybe have one named. And he says that Jennifer Comfort will more than welcome get the same chance to be the next head coach at Hastings College as anybody that applies, but they'll put together a committee. They'll take about a month to receive applications, go through the interview process. We know how long that all takes, but he says he would like to get that search started as early as possible, and that begins with putting together a search committee and looking for their next head coach.
That's a very, very difficult situation to put her in, for the simple fact that on the experience side of things, the people that are applying for that job, the experience is going to be vastly outweigh her 1 year, no matter how they finish up this season, and that's too bad for her.
And also, they have their big tournament going on this weekend, and obviously when you work at a school at the NAIA or Division II level, the coach and the folks around that have as much work putting together things like this and getting ready for the opposition as they do coaching in the tournament. And so I asked Coach Hummel about that. He says everything's set. Everybody's going to be fine. They've got the layout. Everything is coordinated and ready to go. They're just waiting for the teams to get into town. He said that should not affect this tournament that begins Friday morning and runs through Saturday night. So everything seems to be in place, and now we just have to wish that Coach Aubuchon comes back in a healthy situation.
The tournament's in place, but how will the focus remain? And that's one of the big jobs. And I guess if you've had some experience and been through some other things that go on throughout careers or whatever, but you got a first year coach. I mean, I don't know how you handle that, and it'd be interesting to visit with her, and hopefully we can effort her up in the next week or so, and just get her thoughts on how you can keep and maintain that focus as they move on. Obviously, 14 games in the season.
Well, again, that is the big story today. Resigning for health reasons, Fred Aubuchon, the head volleyball coach at Hastings College. And again, this really kind of coming as a shock to anybody that knew him in the media, because there had not been any talk about anything. And again, that's all we know right now. It'll be up to the coach to let folks know if he wants to let folks know.
We know how old Fred is. Not an old guy by any means.
No. Probably not as old as you.
Good-looking cat, too. I like Fred.
He's a good guy. Good guy. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We've got an email that we're going to, a couple of them actually we'll get to here in a moment. Also, we're going to talk about the Vieira Wireless Loper Women's Walk coming up. We'll do that in just a second. But also, you have to be happy as UNO suffers at the hands of UNK, this time in women's volleyball last night.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate this. All you ladies' efforts last night.
Woo-hoo!
Close game, that last one. Very close. Couldn't get much closer.
27-25, UNO had kind of turned the tables. Just going by some of the quotes in different articles today, Rose Shires, basically saying, I think we were scared, intimidated when we took the court and played like that. Then as we found out we could play with UNK, look what happened. And one point away, because they were ahead there, 21-17 in game four.
What losers.
Before the Lopers came up and got them 27-25. So 25-16, 25-22, 21-25, 27-25. The Lopers improved to 8-1, begin conference play out in Colorado. UNO falls to 4-4 on the season.
Oh, that's not the Goats. That's a Maverick wearing the horns this morning.
Too bad, so sad, UNO. Anything else you want to say about the Mavs?
I mean, no, I poked them around a little bit this morning. That felt good.
Loper Luncheon coming up today as well at the UNK Health and Sports Center. I'm sure they'll be talking more about the women's walk there. Head football coach Daryl Morris, volleyball coach Rick Squires, Brady Bonds are going to talk about the cross-country season. We have a new employee here, by the way, at the radio station, who we will not allow to speak on the air, because it's kind of like Derek, you don't let folks on probation speak very much. Is Derek still officially on probation?
Yeah, he's still on probation.
A year? I've been on probation for a year?
Yes. It goes with job performance.
We don't have meetings. We don't have meetings that often, Derek.
Not a lot of meetings scheduled around here. Good luck with that Christmas bonus. Anyway, Hunter Arterburn, the new cat in town, runs for the UNK cross country team.
Oh, we hired one of those. I wonder about it. We got to drug test him first.
Anybody that runs is strange?
Well.
What about walks? They're okay?
Yeah, walks are good. Walks are good, but those runners, they kind of, they've got to wonder. Like anybody goes out and runs 6 or 8 miles, well, it feels better when I get done. Well, that's because it sucks while you're doing it, pal.
Now, Daddy, I want you to know first off that this first annual Vero Wireless Loper Women's Walk doesn't mean you have to be a woman to walk in it.
No.
I want you to know that. And although you've been referred to as kind of girlish from time to time, you know.
Feminine, I believe, is the word.
Is that the word?
From time to time.
That's outstanding. We're going to talk about the first annual Vero Wireless Loper Women's Walk. We're going to take a break first, and we'll be back and talk about that. Also, Lexington head football coach Phil Truax. Daddy's got some football talk as well, because what's out, Daddy?
Well, Las Vegas Sports Consultants poll.
That's right, the top 25, top 30.
Nebraska may be mentioned.
No.
They may be mentioned.
Oh, no. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hey, guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
It's the once a year, all-out blowout at Kearney Yamaha. You'll save up to $4,000 that's been slashed off prices of select models of Yamaha 08 motorcycles in stock. Low financing is available. Whether you want to travel in style on the powerful 1900cc Stratoliner with locking side bags and a detachable windshield, or you want to choose from the 9 Classic Yamaha or custom V-Star models, Kearney Yamaha has the bike for you. But these incredible deals at Kearney Yamaha won't last long. It's the once a year, all out blowout going on now at Kearney Yamaha. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's power sports mall, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha.
In Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. And neither do you when you go to Johnny Casino's, Grand Island's latest entry into dining out. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view, and the NFL Sunday Ticket. Even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will keep you coming back to Johnny Casino's.
When the weather forecasters say partly cloudy and you have to blow 10 inches of that stuff out of the driveway, you might want to click on ESPNSuperstation.com to find out what other plans have been changed. Click the weather threat button. Brought to you by Fidelity Heating and Air of Kearney. Remember, even when the weather stops you, nothing stops a train.
Mostly considerable cloud cover and some partial sunny spots during the day today, with a chance for some scattered showers and storms as well. Highs will stay around the mid-70s, with winds out of the north to 10 to 15 and staying a bit gusty at times. For tonight, we'll see a chance for isolated showers and storms. Lows stay in the mid-50s. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Going to talk a little football, going to talk a little Loper Women's Walk, and that's all coming up, but first to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Linings. You know, it looks like this weather is not done yet, Daddy. So if you've been putting off getting your vehicle taken care of, paintless dent repair, free estimate, Scott or Joel, right there on the bricks in downtown Kearney. You think? Or does your vehicle need a little bit more than that?
I'm thinking more of an overhaul. Yeah, a lot of body work of mine.
Adam and Holdridge kind of talking a little bit from what we were doing yesterday at Husker Harvest Days and our NFL talk. He says, I knew I could get an email read if I include some Buffalo Bills reference. Wore Derek having a list like Jim Rome's crew of psychopaths. Adam and Holdridge. Derek making a comment before the show today that the Bills have the best quarterback in the AFC East.
Now that Brady's gone down, I mean they're the team to beat, and Trent Edwards has got to be the best quarterback up there, right?
What about Chad Pennington?
Well, I think he one-ups Chad Pennington a bit. At least he's not like the bottom guy who goes throwing Hail Marys down the field and completing
them not,
so
see,
luckily.
As my blood pressure starts to rise, I'm not 1, 2, 3. Do not become.
Have
angry.
You heard the new name now? Jet Favre. Blah.
Some news on your favorite guy, Ron White, coming up as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But right now, we turn our attention to the first ever And hopefully it will be a long-standing tradition because it's called the first annual Vero Wireless Loper Women's Walk. It's this Saturday on the UNK campus. They're going to hope to take that every September, and it is to help enhance educational opportunities for women through raising funds for UNK female student athletes. And we are pleased to be joined from UNK by Jamie Lundgren on the Doug and Daddy Show. Morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, by the way, for a walk on Saturday. But before we get off the beaten path here, because I know we will, you have to be excited that this event is about ready to final, all this planning is coming together Saturday.
Yes, it's been a little over a year in the making. It's kind of like planning a wedding, as you just keep getting more excited as the day comes. And
or scared.
So, yeah, a little bit of both. A little bit of both going on here. But, yeah, we are getting really excited in the athletic office, and the buzz is going around that the women's walk is this weekend. Registration starts in the indoor track at 8:30 on Saturday morning. And so, you know, if you haven't checked in or registered yet with us, just come the day of the walk, and because we're going to accept money anytime. We're never going to turn the money away.
John McBride says, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Let's start with that, Jamie, because we're going to want to mention it again at the end. If people, the things they need to know, who to get a hold of, what to do if they want to walk or get involved on Saturday.
Yep. If they want to go on right now, they can go online to www.loperwomenswalk.com, or they can call us at our walk office at 308-865-1563, and either Michelle or Mandy will be answering the phone in that office, and we'll take your information down, we'll get you on the roster, or just stop by, pop your head in and say, hey, I want to walk, and you can do that in the athletic office, and we will definitely get you on a team, and we're not going to turn anybody down.
We're starting at 10 o'clock is when the walk begins. How far are we walking? How long? Do we know that?
Yes. We're walking for 30 minutes, and it's just a course right around campus. So we're going to show off some of the new buildings that we have that have been put up in the past year. And then we're going to start and end at the indoor track. So check-in will be there. We'll start in the parking lot right outside and then walk around campus. I think it's just over a mile of a walk. It should take roughly between 20 and 30 minutes to walk. We'll finish, and then we'll have breakfast in the indoor track, some announcements, and then everybody will be good to go. Don't worry. You'll make it home in time to, if you need to go to Lincoln to watch the Huskers. But we are Loper fans here. So
that's right. You'll even get home in time to watch them on TV because it's a 2 o'clock kickoff for the Lopers this week.
Yes,
Charter's got it on Channel 20. We'll talk more about that as well. So you can catch all of that. And what's nice about it, you're going to get to see me. Let's face it. You don't hang out at the UNK campus because you're going, all these college kids are going to point and make fun of the old person, Daddy. But you're going to get to see maybe and find out a little bit more about some of the great renovations, some of the new buildings. Maybe you just haven't had a chance to see it. You're hardly even going to know you've been walking at all.
Exactly. It's not a race. This is just, you're out for a nice cruise, have some conversation, and then some good food at the end.
Yeah, that's what I was just saw, breakfast and prizes. I like both of those, so
yes.
I'm very interested in this. 10 o'clock. I, you know what? You don't have to be up that early. This is really kind of up my alley.
You're going to get confused that it's actually exercise. They're going to feed you. They might give you something, and you can sleep in till, say, well, you know, 9.
8:15.
You know, whatever, and then stumble in like you usually do, and they'll go, hey, Daddy's here. And maybe you can lead the walk.
And you can now talk about the that would be nice in a golf cart.
we will have a leader. Yes, I believe we are going to have Carol Cope lead the walk,
and we have a
golf cart there to use for that as well.
Nobody more deserving, I'll tell you that.
No, and she is going to be our official gun starter, so she will start everybody off on the walk. So we are proud to have her be a part of the walk.
Well, be careful where she points at, because it's dangerous.
Doug and Daddy Show. We're talking with Jamie Lundgren about the first annual Vero Wireless Loper Women's Walk. And obviously, if you can have a named sponsor, that's outstanding. Vero coming on board to kick things off with you guys.
Oh, yeah. We can't be any more thankful. I mean, Vero has done an amazing job stepping in with our inaugural fundraiser as the walk. And, you know, given us $20,000 right off the bat, and it's just amazing. And they are making sure that this fundraiser is going to be successful, and the money is going to be able to be used to enhance opportunity, educational opportunity for women. And I know that they feel strongly about that, just as we do, is having a positive educational and athletic experience is what we're going for.
Well, obviously, all the money raised is going to women's athletics at UNK.
Yes.
I don't know how you could go wrong there if you don't want to walk and you just want to show up, write out a check, and have a little breakfast. I guess you could probably do that, too.
Hey, they can do that, too. Yeah, definitely. And if it happens to rain on Saturday, we do have a rain plan. Since we're going to be right there on the indoor track, we can just walk right around the track or even walk around in the arena as well. So.
Obviously, other folks have done this, and we will have to bring up UNO here again. They did theirs in April and
yes.
Pulled up about $300,000 on this. Now, UNK has some other bigger fundraisers that do an outstanding job, but you can't overlook that there's an opportunity out there.
There is definitely opportunity. Now, UNO has had a few more years of experience, but yes, that is certainly our goal, is to eventually make this one of our top fundraisers, because it's going to help all of our programs, not just the women's programs, but it's going to secure the men's programs so that we don't have to take money from them to enhance the women's programs. And so we're hoping that someday we'll be pulling in 300 big ones from this fundraiser.
Jamie, give us that phone number one more time. Anybody interested?
It is 308-865-1563. Yep.
Jamie, anything more we need to let the folks know about? They can do it right up till walk up and check in Saturday morning.
Yeah, they can do that, and we do have many, many door prizes and incentive prizes. Riddles Jewelry has donated a $1,000 piece of jewelry. It's a beautiful diamond necklace. I have to say I've seen it. I was tempted to bring it home, but it's not. It's sitting in the safe at UNK, so it's just waiting for someone to take it home.
They have a safe at UNK?
We do have a safe.
What is in the safe at UNK? I bet there's like a Peter Yazbek bobblehead in the safe.
See, when I just heard walk office, it was weird because when I was in Chicago, I saw the walk shop, and it was a Japanese cutlery store. So I got a...
Oh, wow. See, we couldn't get to break quick enough. Oh, my. Thanks. Thanks for, again, adding to the intelligence of this radio show. Jamie, we will continue to let folks know about this. We'll let you get up to Loper Luncheon. Thanks so much for coming in. Best of luck this Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Jamie Lundgren from UNK talking about the first annual Vero Wireless Loper Women's Walk. Check in at 8:30. That registration at 9. 30-minute walk begins at 10. When they're all done, breakfast and prizes. Again, they're planning on the whole thing taking, if 2 hours, maybe just a tad bit over that. So that's going on. If you want more information, go to lopers.com, click on the Women's Walk page. It's all there for you. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Danny Show, talk some high school football. Lexington off to a 2-0 start. Coach Phil Truax joins us after this.
It was just last week when a Doug and Danny listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
Hi, it's Colin Coward, host of The Herd. You know, laptops and home computers are great. We've all got them. But everything you really need is generally on your office computer. Well, there's a solution. Use GoToMyPC to take your office with you wherever you go. That's right, take it home to your laptop. GoToMyPC is the easiest, best way to access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. It's easy, from any computer. Just log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your office desktop instantly appears. It's like you're sitting at your office at home. You can access all your documents, all your programs, even transfer files. I use GoToMyPC. It's great. It saves me from going back to ESPN after my show. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today, an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. This offer only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Take your office with you wherever you go. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Face it, guys, just going to the gym won't give you the body you want. You need a nutritional plan. GNC of Kearney and Hastings has your plan, featuring the new Weibolic Extreme 60 Protein, sports vitamins and Vitapacks, plus amplified creatine, glutamine, and every other essential product for your body enhancement needs. And ladies, don't think we've forgotten you. We have a wide array of beauty and healthcare products as well. And when you make your purchase with a GNC Gold Card, you save 20%. GNC, Hastings and Kearney. Face it, guys, without GNC's help, you'll just be
the little man in the gym.
Brad's Marine reminds you that now is the time to get your boat winterized. Brad's can get your boat and trailer ready for winter, so come spring, you're ready to get right back out on the water. A little preventative maintenance now will ensure you a trouble-free start to next year's boating season. Brad's also sells boat covers to protect your boat from the winter weather. And while you're there, be sure and check out the closeout pricing on the remaining 2008s. 2411 Osborne Drive East in Hastings, Brad's Marine, keeping you on the water.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some partial sun in spots during the day today with a chance for some scattered showers and storms as well. Highs will stay around the mid-70s with winds out of the north to 10 to 15 and staying a bit gusty at times. For tonight, we'll see a chance for isolated showers and storms. Lows stay in the mid-50s. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
I'm a sleepwalking cheater with a hat full of napalm.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us during the break. Oh, Tom brought us in some Big City Burritos. What a great guy. I love Big City Burrito Thursday. I love Big City Burrito Tuesday. I love Big City Burrito Breakfast. I love Big City Burrito Friday night before the ball game burritos. And the one today, better than ever.
Doug, you can't.
Hold on. Oh, yeah, better than ever.
You can't go wrong. And if you can't agree, well, I don't like that. It doesn't matter. You get your own. You put in only what you want. They don't make it. You tell them what to put in it.
There's no way you can't have a burrito you don't like because they're not just saying, you want a number two or you want a number one? You want breakfast, lunch, or dinner? My cousin. They don't have a My Cousin Vinny selection here. You get what you want, a Big City Burrito. Every ingredient perfectly seasoned with secret recipes, and each burrito is built just for you because you choose every part of it, from the type of tortilla to each fresh, made-from-scratch filling. Oh, there's some pork. There's some rice in that thing there. Perfect tortilla. Oh, so fresh, so tasty. Big City Burrito, located at 28th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You walk in hungry, walk out happy. Big City Burrito Rewards Card. You can get a rewards card. You can get one free regular burrito after multiple purchases. They love to give away stuff there at Big City Burrito. And again, remember, come in, feed the family. You're going, good God, I got to get to the football. I got to get to the high school game tonight. We're driving over to Hastings tonight because Kearney High and Kearney Catholic both have volleyball games over there. I don't have time to get a nutritious meal for my kids made at home. You swing by Big City Burrito. You get exactly what the kids want because they're not going to whine and pout because I want to put Jell-O on it. Well, you can't get Jell-O, but you can get a lot of other stuff at Big City Burrito. You grab it, you're in the van, you're on your way over to Hastings tonight or wherever you're headed, and they've got it all there for you. Don't forget breakfast burritos available as well. They are open at 7:30 in the morning, Monday through Friday, and open till 9, Monday through Saturday. Big City Burrito, don't get no better than this, folks, 28th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
As we go ahead and effort Phil Truax, Lexington Minuteman head coach here on the Doug and Daddy Show, found a tidbit in the back page of USA Today. Fred Taylor's been known around the NFL as a pretty good running back, done it a lot of years. Well, Fred's got a young son that's in high school. Well, sort of. That
Opie?
The senior. No, different Taylor.
Not Opie Taylor?
This is Kelvin.
Come on, I can't believe you didn't like that a little bit better.
That's good, though. I appreciate Opie Taylor references.
Thank you.
Now, young Kelvin had the senior running back in front of him go down last Friday night. So he came into the ball game, rushed for 103 yards, 14 carries, almost 7.4 yards a carry, 3 touchdowns, pretty good night. Well, Kelvin's an 8th grader.
Oh, no.
An 8th grader at age 14 is 5'11" and weighs 205 pounds.
That's as big as his dad.
I met two people and I told him that this morning. That's exactly as big as his dad is. Yes, yeah, so an 8th grader playing, they actually won the Class 1A. Now, I don't know if that's a big school or small school in Florida, but they won that title a year ago. And so the senior running back down with a knee injury, but the All-Pro son, he stepped in and did very, very good. His Glades Day coach, Pete Walker, said he's got good genetics. You think, coach? Just because he looks the part didn't mean he had to go the mental makeup to play varsity football, but he does. So the Gators were 1A champions last
season.
That's
weird because a lot of places wouldn't even allow an eighth grader to see the field, no matter what. Some places still have troubles pulling freshmen out there at the high school level. But
they got a picture of him in there.
What do you think, Florida?
Yeah.
Florida already got him signed. Go where Daddy went. Go to Florida.
That would be the initial indication.
You better be careful. You don't want too big of a running back. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Mentioned during that, before we talked to Jamie Lundgren about the women's walk at UNK, that the Las Vegas Sports Consultants rankings came out for week three of college football. And mentioned Nebraska might be mentioned. Well, the next 10 behind the top 30, Nebraska is the first team. So
they're like 31?
That'd be 31 in there. Of course, Southern Cal leading the way. Florida second, Oklahoma third, Missouri fourth. The other Big 12 teams, Texas chimes in at number 7, Texas Tech at 8. Then we drop down, number 13 is Kansas. South Florida actually at 17, who Kansas plays. Friday night action there in Tampa, Florida for that game. I find South Florida to be a slight favorite in that game. Interesting. We drop down Oklahoma State, 21. And that looks like all the Big 12 teams involved.
Who's 21?
Oklahoma State.
Really? Oklahoma. Really, tomorrow, Pigskin Pick'em, remember, South Florida, Kansas will be one of those games. We do have, by the way, Saturday night here on ESPN Radio, the biggest college football game of the season, Southern Cal and Ohio State, pregame at 6:35. Georgia, South Carolina in the afternoon, Saturday, USC and Ohio State. Top three teams in the country will all be heard right here on ESPN Radio. And as we mentioned yesterday, Phil Steele, big college football, his preseason magazine, his weekly outlets, picking both Ohio State and South Carolina for the straight-up win.
I that's going out on a very, very small, feeble limb that I think could snap. Because I got to think that just athletic-wise, USC will dominate Ohio State. But also an interesting matchup in the college ranks is the Notre Dame and Michigan. They battle, but I like how they break down these games. And Chris David is a writer for Vegas Insider. He's the one that wrote the little tidbit leading into the Sports Consultants Top 30. And he wrote another, on a whole different article, he wrote another kind of a week three preview of games going on. And I loved how there's not a lot wrote about Michigan and Notre Dame. There's like three sentences here, but the last one says, perhaps the first 1-3 wins.
Ooh. Do you take good joy and glee in Notre Dame not doing well?
Well, we obviously our friend Ken likes to email. We like to talk about Notre Dame, but yes, I do.
All right.
You just one of those deals that you. I guess when they're on top of the world, you hear so much about them, and it's just kind of overboard a little bit. And I think people get tired of that.
And again, this Las Vegas Sports Consultants Top 30. Colin Cowherd's all over this, and I think maybe he is right. These tend, for the most part, not always, tend to be a little bit closer than human put together with the coaches poll or the SID poll, whatever you want to call it, and also with the AP poll that goes out there.
Look at the also rans. Past Nebraska, some awful big names down that list.
Florida State, UCLA, Michigan State, Boston College, Wake Forest, if you want to include North Carolina. Speaking in Fresno State, hey, Daddy.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Good for us. I think that's a marquee matchup. Pat Hill says any place, anytime.
I think that's a good matchup. I don't think it's a marquee matchup. I think that's one of those, if you play four non-conference games, you need somebody better than that on your schedule.
Well, we've got somebody better than that. Tennessee's on the schedule in 0-11 when we play them.
No, they're not. Washington.
Washington, excuse me, but somebody else.
And Tennessee in 2016.
Okay, 2016, so there's your.
Anyway, in case you missed this, it hasn't officially been announced by Nebraska, but they're not denying it, and the Fresno Bee and Fresno State reporting that they will take on Nebraska in three games. Nebraska able to get that 2-for-1. We did that with Wake Forest. We did that with Southern Mississippi, where they come here twice and we go there once. Huskers will host the Bulldogs in 2011 and 2016, and they will play at Fresno State in 2014. Again, looking according to the dates here, that would be maybe the second game, September 10th, September 13th, maybe the second game of the season each of those years. Huskers have a home game against Washington in 2011 and against Tennessee scheduled for 2016. We don't know who's there in 2014.
Well, I'd like to see that this decade, Fresno State has played and defeated 13 BCS conference teams. 13.
Well, I think that leads all non-BCS schools, by the way. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And we are pleased to be joined on the Doug and Daddy Show by the head coach of the 2-0 Lexington Minutemen, Phil Truax, as they get ready to welcome in Alliance this Friday night. That's tomorrow night. Coach, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, and hey, congratulations to you and the kids to get off this, get off the schneid and get off to a 2-0 start.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
I'll tell you what, sometimes when you need to get things turned around, you need the ball to just bounce your way once, and that's what happened opening night at Scotts Bluff.
That's the truth. That was a hard-fought game, and it could have went either way, and our kids really battled through adversity and showed a lot of backbone, and we were lucky to get the break that we needed, and the kids held on, so I was really proud of them.
Phil, I guess you start the beginning of the year, one thing that happened for you in a positive light was you started to see some numbers improve at Lexington and got some kids out for football.
That's exactly right. We started off with 70 this year. That's 9 through 12. And I think there's probably some other programs out there that would maybe be chuckling at that or whatever because maybe that's a down year for them. But that's probably 15 or 20 more than we've had in the 3 years that I've been here. And it's really helped out in every facet with practice and with games and everything. It's been a really nice thing to have.
Could you see some molding there on the, I mean, when you have to make a bus ride home from Scotts Bluff, what was the difference in demeanor from the kids that you had seen throughout all practice this fall?
A lot of smiles, I think, is probably the thing that was different. You know, once they got a little bit of confidence, they really started flying around on defense. They're playing fast on offense. And when they got that little spark of confidence, I think they believe in themselves now. And that was what was really needed more than anything, I think.
Phil, one place, I guess, if you look to be a strength of a team, I guess, is where you return people. You return four of your people in your offensive line. Not overly big guys, but they must get off the ball and play awfully well.
They do. You know, we, like you said, we're not a big team at all, but our kids take a lot of pride in trying to play fast, and we get off the ball quick. We try to, you know, we're not a big power team and try to run down your throat or anything, but we work on some zone blocking stuff and try to cut you off, and they're starting to really understand the concepts of it, and it shows.
Also a little bit of speed on this football team this year, Phil.
Yeah, we do. We've got a few kids that are pretty good burners. Coach Jilka is the head track coach here and had a nice year in track and really helped develop some of these guys along. And we had a finalist in the 400, a finalist in the 300 hurdles, a guy that qualified in the 110, two guys that qualified in the 110s, and it's starting to show on the field that we've got some guys that can burn a little bit.
Phil, you know, in talking to people like a Bob Jensen and such that have been around you a little bit, say how upbeat and positive, what did you use as motivation or how did you stay positive the way things went the last 3 years?
Well,
drugs?
Mr. Jensen's a great guy, and so he does me pretty good when he's talking to people, and I appreciate that from him. But I love football, and if I'm 0-9 and playing football or coaching football, then it's okay with me because I just love the sport and I love being around the kids. The kids are kind of my motivation and my inspiration because when things get down, it's amazing to see how kids will keep fighting for you and keep battling, and that's enough motivation for me to keep on trucking through some of those tough years.
Talking with Phil Truax, the head football coach at Lexington. Okay. 2-0. Let's be Doug here. You're 2-0. Cozad is down a little bit, but you beat a Scotts Bluff team that was preseason in the top 10. You actually have a chance, if you want to look on paper, to start 4-0 with Alliance and York, who are very manageable teams, or at least match up with your football team. Now, how do you keep the kids from getting like, we're going from 0-9 to 9-0?
Well, you're not. This isn't news to me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we've discussed that same exact thing. So it's a scenario that's got us a little bit. You know, at least we're talking about it anyway. And we our kids don't have a lot of experience winning, so it's something that is new for us. But honestly, we've got some very grounded, very good kids that have their heads on their shoulders right, and it's really not been much of a problem. We've been waiting for kids to start talking about stats or start talking about individualism and things like that, and we just haven't seen it yet. So unless we're totally blind to the situation, I think our kids, we're just lucky enough to have some really good kids that I don't think are going to get wrapped up in egotistical type attitudes and things.
Phil, has it been easy to keep the athletic director out of your way?
I have no comment on that. Kyle's doing a great job, and he's definitely a reason for some of the success. That if you look at all across the board here at Lex this fall, the softball team beat McCook the other night. Our cross-country team's running really well. Football team's off to an okay start, and the volleyball team's been playing well. They made it to the finals in their tournament last weekend. So Coach Hayner's got something to do with that, and there's lots of people around here that are doing a lot of good things for our kids.
Alliance comes up this Friday. Coach, what concerns you about them when you see them on tape?
They are a good football team, and they've probably played two of the best teams in the state. I mean, in Chadron, one of the best teams in C1, and McCook may be the best team in the state, I guess, if you start asking guys in our district. And they're a good football team. With a different record, I could easily see – or a different schedule, I mean, I could see those guys being 2-0 easily. And they're huge. They're physical. They fly around. They're going to be a tough, tough team to beat. It's going to be an interesting ball game on Friday night.
You're off to this 2-0 start. What do you still have to do better? Obviously, there are a lot of things coming into the season that you thought you would have to do better. What are you still working on here in week three?
We're undisciplined and we're sloppy. I mean, it comes right back to me as the head coach and to our coaches. There's a lot of things that we need to tweak and improve on. But we've had fumbles, we've had drop passes, we've had penalties and things like that. And that's when we get up against a team like Alliance, those things will absolutely shut us down. So we can't be our own worst enemy, and we've got to get better in the discipline department.
Phil, obviously your quarterback in Stuart Long has put up some great yardage. You know, I can see it on NTV, reading about it in the paper. Talk about him.
Stuart is probably, and coaches, I get bugged by coaches who start throwing out the biggest and the best and the most intelligent and all those things. But honestly, Stuart is the smartest quarterback I've ever been around. He spent some extra time. It's not like it just came to him, but he spent a lot of extra time studying some of the things that we're doing and some of the concepts that we're using. And, if I was sick or gone for a day or my wife's pregnant, if she has her kids some night, I would have no problem just saying, hey, you take over, because he just really has a great understanding of what's going on our offense, and he reads things well, and he's a great athlete. So I can't say enough good things about him.
Well, it sounds like things are pointed in the right direction, and hopefully they can stay that way, Phil. Great job so far, and hopefully a lot more wins coming the way of the Minutemen this season.
I appreciate that, guys. I had a good time being on your show.
Hey, thanks so much for the time, Phil. Best of luck tomorrow night.
Thanks.
Phil Truax, head football coach of the Lexington Minutemen. They take on Alliance tomorrow. You know, Lexington, let's face it, again, this kind of depends on how old you are and where you grew up. But Lexington, for a long time, people did not like, because they were the bigger team. They were the better team. They were like McCook is now. It was tough to play them. It was tough to do things. Now they've fallen on some hard times. But you never want to see kids. These are different kids. These are different kids. They had nothing to do with that. Well, you want to see everybody have a chance to be successful, and Phil has got the right mindset over there, and hopefully some more wins coming the way of the Minutemen.
I got to get around this Phil. I got to be around him. I like upbeat people and put a smile on their face.
If you're around Phil too long, you'll end up going to the women's walk Saturday, and I don't think anybody wants to see you in your track shorts. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Much more coming up after this on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell,
today, let's talk about driving. Let's talk about commuting. You think yours is tough? I got news for you. Everybody thinks theirs is tough. Take the pizza guy. He not only has to do his commute, but once he gets to his job, he's got to go right back out there in the middle of your commute to get some guy a pie in 30 minutes or less. Fact is, our cars and trucks just got to take it. That's why there's Good Wrench and Go. It helps your Chevy continue to take it. Good Wrench and Go is happening right now at your participating Chevy dealer. Just head down their Good Wrench service lane. With Good Wrench and Go, you'll get an oil change, tire rotation, and a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection all in one tidy package. And while you're there, have them check your tires. Should you need them, they can recommend the proper tires for your Chevy.
I can't stop thinking about it.
So, between now and November 30th, give it a go and make it Good Wrench and Go at your participating Chevy dealer. One way to know if Good Wrench and Go is right for you, visit GoodWrench.com and click on Chevy.
Hey, all you farmers out there, are you listening? I know a lot of you are still irrigating, but before you know it, it'll be time to hit the fields for harvest, and the last thing you want to worry about is your ATV breaking down. So get into Kearney Yamaha now. Let their service department guys make sure your ATV is working as hard as you'll be this fall. And be sure to check out the lineup of new 2009 Yamaha ATVs. There's no need to wait until after harvest with Kearney Yamaha's Buy Now, Pay Later program. Going on right now on all new Yamaha ATVs. So what are you waiting for? Get into Kearney Yamaha today before harvest. Kearney Yamaha, years of experience and huge selection. Just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft. ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some partial sun in spots during the day today with a chance for some scattered showers and storms as well. Highs will stay around the mid-70s with winds out of the north to 10 to 15 and staying a bit gusty at times. For tonight, we'll see a chance for isolated showers and storms. Lows stay in the mid-50s. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
Hi, we're back. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Headed up to the lunch hour. I want you to know it, the chicken coop. Kearney and Grand Island's the best place to watch sports in town. Not a bad seat in the house. And they got great food and drink specials every night. Catch all the Husker games on at the Chicken Coop. Kearney and Grand Island, right downtown, conveniently located in both Kearney and Grand Island. 8 new 42-inch flat screens TVs await you from kickoff to close during NFL Monday Night Football. $2 you college? Remember that? Try any of their 12 flavors of flame-broiled chicken wings, best wings in town. You want to spice them up? Buck Nasty Hot is for you. You want to tame it down a little bit? I try the Honey Dijon. That's Doug and I's personal favorite. Are you the Jack Daniels guy, Douglas?
No, those are good, too.
Buck Nasty.
You're Buck Nasty guy?
Throw down some Buck
usually,
Nasty.
Usually, like, you know, if I get the actual wings, it'll be Jack. You know, with the bone. The boneless, I'll get some Honey Dijon or hot because, you know, you switch it up a little bit. But then you get, you know, a chicken... Just a chicken sandwich. I like hot sauce on that just because it's crazy that way.
Or maybe you don't want chicken wings and you want one of the two dozen burger options in which they have. Sandwich, burgers, it doesn't matter. They got it all. Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island.
Daddy, we'll get to a national story here. It is 9/11, by the way. And so, as Mike and Mike said this morning, we're a sports show. We talk sports. That's why you're listening to us. But it is 9/11, and tributes have been paid throughout the day today. I thought it was interesting. MSNBC, actually, this morning, I don't know what time they started, but they were playing that. They were playing September 11, 2001, as it happened. It wasn't edited. They played exactly what they had done during that time frame. They weren't editing it together. I mean, at 9 o'clock this morning, they were showing what was going on at 9 o'clock. When the towers fell, they showed and their reaction. And it's just one of those things that you look at and you go, unbelievable. And hopefully you never have to be affected by something like that. But, again, sports is what we talk about unless Ron White does something stupid. And that's why we had a little Merle Haggard, so I appreciate that, Derek. That was Merle Haggard, by the way, Joni. Merle Haggard. He's an Okie. He's from Muskogee, which is in Oklahoma, USA. I'd like to send this out to my buddy Chet.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
Chuck. He knows every word to this song. Front
we don't stick our grips on LSD.
Seriously, you listen to this. You watch him smoking the Bandit. You come back out with some Jerry Reed for like a half hour. Drink a case of old Falstaff. You're ready to roll.
Tell us about Ron White, would you?
Vero Beach Police Department arrested the blue-collar comedy star last night on charges of possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. It's amazing how Derek can find some sound effects faster than others. An anonymous tipster, told Vero Beach Police detectives an airplane would be landing at 5 p.m. at the city's airport with a passenger carrying illegal drugs. White was booked on the Indian River County Jail at 6.07 p.m. Only White and the pilot were on the plane. 51-year-old comedian was cooperative with detectives who, during the search, found less than 3 grams of marijuana and a pipe to smoke the drug. White began his sold-out performance at the 1,200-seat Sunrise Theater more than an hour late. It does not say if he referenced why he was late.
I think there's some people out there going, is 3 grams a lot? No. It's like, thank God we got that off the street. What a bunch of bozos. Phew. Boy, they dodged, the police dodged another bullet down there in Vero Beach. Wow.
You know what? I saw a lot of state troopers yesterday over at Husker Harvest Days.
Yes, they were.
Just keep that in mind, folks. This just coming down from the Associated Press. Ohio State coach Jim Tressel says this morning that it is doubtful that starting tailback Chris Beanie Wells will play Saturday night. Tressel said there was lingering soreness for Wells in his right foot after he worked out the night before. He did not practice with the team this morning. Of course, he injured the right foot a week ago, didn't play last week against Ohio. Tressel said team officials would monitor Wells' condition before ruling him out for the game in Los Angeles. How will this affect the line, Daddy?
Boy, you got to think
already
it's
already sitting at 10.5.
Got to go to probably 12. Well, you've got meaningless numbers there. I mean, 11, not a big number. 12 is not a big number. So obviously the logical number it goes to is 13.
All we can do with hurricanes is watch the Weather Channel and the news. We don't know who they're going to hit. We know the general area, and sometimes we don't know how bad they're going to be. Katrina seemed to be even worse than they thought. Gustav, bad, but not as bad as they thought. Now Hurricane Ike has wiped out a college football game. McNeese State home game with Cal Poly been called. The Texas-Arkansas game also has been affected by Hurricane Ike and a whole lot more. And again, yes, the hurricane and being safe, much more important. But in the grand scheme of things, this also has a trickle-down effect when it comes to college football.
Well, Texas and Arkansas, I believe that game, they've decided to move that to September 27th. Both teams had an open date, so it's not far. I mean, they're not going to have to wait and play it in the middle of November or later than that. They're going to get it underway in a couple weeks here. So that was good news. Both their schedules kind of fit that.
And to all the Boston Red Sox fans, I was checking Derek's hat, by the way. I was checking because I wasn't sure.
I got my loafer hat on today.
Big win last night.
Yeah. That's so many things I can't say right there. But Boston has dropped 2 in a row. And Tampa Bay has kept their lead. It's now 2.5. And by the way, congratulations to the Angels. What a way to clinch their division.
Beating the Yankees in New York. Bye-bye, Yankees. You're done. It's over. Bye-bye.
I'd have tore apart that locker room. They're not going to use it anyway.
Hey, one thing. Jamie Lundgren from UNK coming in to talk about the Vero Loper Women's Walk this Saturday. Phil Truax of the 2-0 Lexington Minutemen for joining us today. Tomorrow, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. We'll give our Husker predictions, special guests, and a whole lot more.
See you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 to our friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!